we are friends, digging each other, taking time to talk it over.
Hey, welcome back to the Lion's Den.
Lions.
Ah! Oh, wow.
That one hurt.
That one did?
Yeah,
finally. It's about time you had one that hurt. What?
What?
I don't know. It's just he always hits those high notes and he never hurts his voice. My voice is gone.
Yeah.
No, no. See, you're doing it with your vo. Do you know how to do that? No, 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 no. Do you have to? Do you know how to go? No, see, you're still.
It's well, that.
See, that's opera shit.
Yo.
You know what that reminded me of? Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Hi. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
That was pretty good. Fuck.
What?
Nothing. I just want to be able to do all the things.
Don't be mad at my talent.
I am.
I need something. I'm 50.
Yeah.
I'm aging out, you guys.
Hairline
you
of guys, a 20-year-old.
I'm aging out. So just please stick with me.
What does that mean? You're aging out.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Hollywood. It's a Hollywood thing where you age out. Like it happens with a lot of female actresses.
Yeah, it's female actors. Them. Although I think that's changing.
Out. That's changing. I don't think it happens as much with men, so I'm making a joke.
Yeah,
but
you shoot me, you'll be fine.
Especially in stand-up, man. I could be 75 and killing it.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Please continue to rate and review at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, wherever you listen, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like, leave a comment, give us a 5-star rating. Did I say that already?
No.
Doesn't matter. Say it again. Fuck
you. 5-star. Okay. Continue to...
You were on a roll.
I was on a roll. Hold on. We're going to start again. And.
Nice.
Hold
Take
on.
Two.
Hold on.
Ready?
I think you say you're aging out.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Lion's Den Podcast. Please continue to rate and review at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen. Leave us a 5-star rating and a review, and hey, maybe we'll read it on the show.
Nice.
Also, if you want to look at our beautiful faces, go to YouTube, The Lion's Den with Brent Moore and Jason Collings. Subscribe, hit the notification bell so you know what's coming at you. Leave us a comment. Give us ideas in the comments. Have conversations with each other in the comments. Compliment me in the comments. And for all of your members only content, remember there is patreon.com/thelionsdenpod. That is patreon.com/lionsdenpod. How's everybody doing today?
Doing great. Also, oh shit, August 20th and 21st
Business.
Will be at Gotham Comedy Club. Me and Jason will be there and we'll be making an appearance.
Yes, he will be.
For all the little TikTok girls that want to come out and watch the show.
It's really nice, my demographic.
Will's
that's a good demo to have. They buy shit.
Sure.
Will's not necessarily, you know how they say there's a diversity
more famous
hire?
By the time we go there.
Will's our younger audience hire. Will's we're trying to get to those
now
14
we just look,
and
yeah.
13-year-old
We
kids.
Look like townies who sell drugs to high school kids around his fan base.
Oh my God, Will's here.
And they're all just waiting outside because they can't get into the show.
Yeah.
Remember Rye Dune?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rye Dune opened for me in Arizona for a weekend, and a bunch of fans from Vine came out to see him. However, they all had to wait outside. They were literally kids sitting outside on the curb waiting for the show to end because they weren't old enough to get into the show.
That's right. Yeah. It's so interesting how the business is changing, man.
He's a trip, man. He's really trippy.
It's been I mean, like, I was... almost ironically, but also not gonna lie, enjoyed it. Been watching Entourage as like comfort food, just because it was just
such a good comfort show.
It's just a fun show to watch because you could go, "Oh my God, that's horrible," or you go, "You can't say that anymore," you know.
Oh.
And I started thinking about it just because of like what we're dealing with now with TikTok and everything, and I realized, oh, like, can film festivals that ever gonna really be? I mean, this is like really pessimistic, but is that really gonna exist again? Like the idea
sure
of
is.
Like. Tuxedos and premieres, and it's just, I don't know, I'm very morbid.
Why wouldn't it happen?
I don't know, I'm just being morbid. I
with
mean
the
maybe
spotlights
not for me.
Going out in front of the theater, going across the Hollywood
that
sign
shit, and just
limos pulling up and now coming out of the limo, it's
doing the work to have a talent like a Leo or somebody to actually give you something or put the time in to lose weight and be good at this and that. Now it's just ba-da-da-da, you know what I mean? And then
I get it.
Part of me goes, well, that part of the allure of Hollywood has always been that you don't really know these people.
I can't figure any of it
out. I'm done. I'm quitting. Bye, guys.
He's had a run. He's had a good run.
And red movers come in right now and just start moving all the shit out.
Picking up the cameras. Wait, we're
in the
middle.
Take the chair with me in it. Yeah. Wait.
Sorry, guys. It's funny. I have to do it.
Man, I don't get everything. It. I'm doing TikTok regularly now. I'm doing TikTok regularly now. I'm always doing shit on Instagram.
Got to join them.
TikTok and Instagram are so weird. I'll post a video of something and it'll get thousands of views. Then I'll go post something else and it'll get 5.
Yeah, I can't. Ugh, it's so tricky.
But Will seemed to figure it out, but he's being extremely tight-lipped about it.
No,
he doesn't.
I'm
yes,
not.
You are.
I'm
he doesn't
not.
Want to share. He doesn't want to share techniques.
That's not true.
He totally doesn't want to share techniques.
You asked me. I told you exactly what I do.
Yeah,
I'm
you
not
said
doing
post
any,
a lot
here's,
and stand.
Here's what Will does. Here's what Will does when I ask him. I go, dude, how do you get all those views? He goes like this.
I figured it out.
And look at tight lip.
I'm not tight lip, dude.
I did see you once go like this. And we went, whoa, what was that? Wait a minute.
You're
did
like
he
Beaker.
Just steal down his
mic? All of a sudden, Will becomes Beaker when you ask him for help. He goes,
get out of here.
No, I'm just kidding. I know what you're doing. And it's simple. Consistency.
Yeah.
Consistency.
And
just don't. It's consistency.
It
it's like efficiency,
it
but it's consistency.
Is.
Exactly. It's also patience.
And consistency.
It's been like a year and a half of consistency. It's not like people expect like they post 3 videos like, man, nothing blew up. I'm like, yeah, no shit.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, that's
like,
the
what
problem.
Do you think's gonna? You just have to keep doing it until a 1 or 2 pop.
The biggest thing, the biggest mistake that people make is they give up.
Everyone does that. Everyone's giving up.
Or just
couldn't figure
me.
It out. Couldn't figure it out. I'm like, yeah, I posted 5 times. Couldn't figure it out.
I had one good day, and then I didn't give up. I just didn't give a shit.
Yeah,
I just don't give a shit. So I have to like, but then I get accosted by agents now where it used to be like, where's the movie you wrote? Where's the TV show you wrote?
Where's your script?
Now they're going, where's your TikTok presence? And I go, are you fucking kidding me? I didn't move out here to do that shit. I want to make art.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, I'll do it. And then the next day, I forget about it. I leave my phone in the kitchen when I work. I don't have my phone on me.
But we in this day and age, we
have to. I
you
know.
Have to multitask.
So stupid.
You can't just
but
be
I
doing
am multitasking. I'm just not doing the
no, you're
TikTok.
Not. You're not multitasking.
On a bunch
outside?
Of different things.
Can we talk outside for a minute?
No, because you... No. I don't want to be touched today. Puffins?
Russell told
me... But I have to do more of the social.
Russell told me a really funny story on his podcast. We were talking about that kind of stuff and learning how to adapt. Because we do have to adapt. The biggest mistake that people are making is they fight it. Instead of adapting to it. And I'm personally guilty of that.
Same. Like, I mean, I still am.
Well, you know that I've fought a lot of stuff. But
not as
know,
much lately, though. You've been like,
he's pretty proactive.
Because
I'm right
doing, you're
I'm
going
learning.
With the times, which I think is awesome.
He's
I'm learning
into
how
it.
To do
I've
it.
I told you that.
Russell was hosting one night at the Hollywood Improv because when he's in LA, he likes to host because he likes to do crowd work and he likes to. And you when you're hosting a show,
he's
you're on stage
great.
All night.
I love when he does that.
And he's incredible. But he had this guy on the lineup and he's like, who is this guy? And so he goes up to the guy, he goes, What do you want me to say when I bring you up? He goes, tell him I have, he said the kid said to him, tell him I have 500,000 followers on Vine. And Russell thought he was kidding. Russell goes, no, seriously, what do you want me to say? And the kid, instead of going, no, seriously, he goes, hey, man, that's kind of a big deal. Like, got real.
Oh,
kid
boy.
Goes up and bombs.
Yeah.
Sure.
Russell goes up and says, give it up to him one more time. Apparently he's only... He goes, apparently he's only funny for 7 seconds or whatever.
Oh, that's great.
He goes, yeah, give it up for this guy. He's only funny for 6 seconds. Anyway.
That's funny.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think one important distinction of like why I'm probably putting more work into it is it's also I don't have a lot else. I don't have these big auditions.
So
I don't have the spots at the store and the factory.
But
you
what's
know what
cool
I mean?
Is now you're getting sponsorships. You're getting like really cool shit.
Which is great.
Yeah, it's
and that, but, that,
yeah.
And that's the thing that I hate to say this, but. You're spots at the store, spots at the factory, spots at the improv are so important for a lot of reasons. They're important. They're important for me because I have a ton of respect for the clubs and it's a great stage to perform on. But I'm starting to think, how important is it for ticket sales?
Don't
Whereas know. I'll be in a room in front of 200 people, but you got 1.7 million people that watched your stand up on one clip.
Yeah.
What?
Dude, have you seen his engagement? It's incredible.
No, I don't look at people's shit.
I almost sent it to you.
TikTok bothers me.
One of the things, remember when we were in Atlanta, the first show, like the thing with that the paper salesman? Remember that dude who said he sells paper and everyone was like laughing so hard at that. It's like he's like the whitest guy ever and he's selling paper.
Oh.
I think you would remember if you saw it. But when, I was with you.
When you were saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That has like 3.6 million views.
Jesus.
That's a lot of fucking people viewing your shit.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And the industry now is looking at that going, that could equal ticket sales, which equals money in my pocket.
Yeah, it's a different time. Huh?
It's a different time.
And I'm more of a black and white kind of guy. Yeah, I like films. Old this foreign is, films.
This is how Brent makes movies.
Or TikToks.
We should just do a series of those. And just see if the 14-year-old whores fucking like it. Nobody else used the mic, I promise.
Okay, listen. If anybody's breaking into the lion's den while we're not here and using my shit,
say hi.
I'm going to find. Oh, say hi to Brent. First of all, don't mind Brent walking around in just a t-shirt.
Yeah. I haven't been. I don't have guests.
That's another thing, by the way, with this whole online presence is especially for the entire year of 2020 when we really couldn't do anything else.
Yeah.
There are people that legitimately got famous during the quarantine-y-deeny.
Find a way to be productive.
You can always find a fun word for it, can't you?
Yeah, man.
I wish you were our president because you make it sound less harmful. Like every time I get a news alert, it's like, okay, so now you're making me more anxious. Right. But I'll you just be like, so the quarantine-y-deeny.
Okay, everybody. So the quarantine-y-deeny is still happening. Wow. And if you can get through it, we'll call you the quarantine-y-houdini.
Sounds fun now.
Yeah. It's just so funny. Yeah, how you handling the pandy, everybody? Like, that's how they got to do it at press events.
Yeah, people probably ask you, how did you do this? With your engagement.
Yeah.
And it's so simple.
Yeah.
First of all, you're engaging with people.
Yeah, not without, as much. Yeah, sure.
Without, no, it's you talking.
Oh, got it. I thought you meant like it's writing people and shit.
No, yeah. It's the engagement is they're looking at you.
Yeah.
Listening to you have your point of view. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, what's so cool about it. Because now people think like, oh, he's people think they're your friend.
Oh yeah, people have messaged me like, "Hey, I want you to come to my friend's birthday party and like roast me and shit."
Come, my mom and dad really? Want you to. Yeah. Hey, my mom and dad want you to come over for dinner. Yeah, she's right. Making spaghetti.
Right? Yeah, exactly. It's my friend. Like, we don't know each other.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a trip, man. But they like it. They want to feel like they're part of something. And I want them to feel that.
Of course.
And I do engage to a fault sometimes with a lot of people on my. If somebody messages me and says something to me really personal, I'll respond like, "Hey, man, I hope you're okay. You get through that thing, you know." Of course, that gets them like freaking out, which is okay. But sometimes they need to learn to turn it off once in a while because I'm doing a lot of stuff during the day. I don't have time to answer all I got to do.
I get nervous responding to stuff like that.
I don't have time to answer all I got
to do. Oh, because it keeps going?
Keep going. It won't
but
stop.
I'm just a nice, I'm super nice and I love people. And
of course.
You guys know how much I love people.
Well, yeah.
Well, you actually do though. Like when we go on the road and stuff and they like pick us up for gigs and shit. Like,
on a one-on-one?
You're always in a good mood with like the drivers or something. Like,
well, here's why.
I'm actually more extroverted.
I think about them as people.
Yeah, of course.
And not the help. Also, it's easier for me to do that with somebody on a one-on-one type of situation. Mm-hmm. When I get to the airport and there's so many fucking people, that's when I'm like, yeah, I hate these idiots. You know?
Well, yeah. You and I have social anxiety, so we don't even like being at a crowded restaurant. It's just like, oh God, if that girl's elbow hits my fucking head,
How many times have you left a grocery store because it just got too much in there?
Oh my God.
I've left a grocery store with a full cart and I was just like, fuck, I'm out of here. Nice. I gotta leave. I've done that.
Yeah.
I've left because it's just too much dumb shit going on.
Yeah.
I've left everything. I've left grocery stores, DMV all the time.
All of it.
The P.O. box, I've left many times.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. If I see some movies that I've been dying to see, I went, nope, leaving. Like, I don't want to be around any of you.
Last time I did it.
I got it.
Last time I did it.
TikTok, Brent Moore.
Right. Tell me if you guys if you guys are on my side on this. Last time I did that, I was in Target and I went up to and I went up to the electronics section. I had already gotten a few groceries downstairs and I had my cart. Went up to the electronics section, talked to the person, said, I need this adapter. Can you help me find it? They go and they find it. Oh, we don't have it. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll just check out here then. They go, you can't check out here because you didn't buy anything in this section. I went, what? I go, I just spent 10 minutes with you looking for this thing that I was going to buy that you don't have. Had I bought something in this section, would you have checked me out? Yeah, but you're not buying anything in this. So I literally took the cart and I went kunk, into her thing and left. Now you put the bananas away, bitch.
Did you have a lot of stuff or something?
I had a bananas, dude.
Yeah,
you know how I feel about bananas.
You got a cart. You got a huge shopping cart for bananas.
I got bananas. I had groceries. I had bananas. I had salad stuff. I had my super greens.
Nice.
Super greens.
Some cookies. And
cookies. Did you just mumble cookies?
No. That sounds like cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies.
We said chocolate chip cookies.
He did this. one second. Fuck. I knocked the cookies out of the thing here. Can you grab one of the cookies and I'll grab the other cookie?
One time.
Why don't you have that cookie?
I went to the grocery store and I bought a thing of cookies, the baked ones that are in their own little.
Oh, those
from
are
the bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And I started, it makes me sad thinking about it. I started pulling all my stuff out of the cart and the cookies fell all over the parking lot.
Oh, you told me about this. Yeah.
That's not even anger. That's just sadness.
Oh, it's like.
No, you go past anger because something snapped.
Yeah.
I just want. Do you ever think when that happens? Because I think this all the time.
That it's the universe saying you shouldn't have fucking cookies? Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I didn't get mad. And I almost went in to buy more. And I went, you know what? I'm going to listen to the universe.
Yeah, maybe
right
something's telling me.
Because we're all one here. Are we going to go back on this kick with me, guys? You want to go back on this trip with me?
Yeah.
All right. We are the gods of our universe, okay? And we're all connected. Will?
What the hell?
Do this.
Why do I feel like why do I feel being pulled?
You know what I end up doing? I drop those cookies. What I'll do is this, like, oh, you think you're fucking stopping me?
Hands
and
knees.
Then I'll double down and get goddamn three cookies.
I thought you were going to say, I will drop to my hands and knees.
No, I just go back in and buy double. I go, you're not stopping me from what I want to try.
Just a full birthday cake?
Yeah. It's like, can I get a cake? What do you want on it? Fuck you up there.
How many candles do you want? It's not my birthday. I just want birthday cake.
Put... 34. Sir, you have to get the candles. What do I have to get the candles?
Can I just get a 3 candle and a 4 candle? No, we need to put 34 of those fucking things on the cake.
How much is a candle? It's like $6 a candle. What kind of candles are these? That's a good looking candle. Okay, I'll do that. Yeah, how do you like that, God?
You know what I can't stand? Speaking of those trick candles. First of all, I don't eat birthday cake at somebody else's birthday anyways. I don't know if you guys know this.
Uncle you don't like.
You know why I don't eat the birthday cake, right?
I have to pee.
Can I guess why?
Pee?
Go.
It could be more of a COVID-y reason, because when you blow out the candles, you're spitting all over the cake.
When I see someone else go all over something.
True.
I'm not going to eat that thing.
I get that, especially now.
I'm not going to eat it.
If now I just go, I'll go like this.
So if you put trick candles on it, and then they keep having to go... Guess what? You're gonna have a fuck ton of leftover cake because I ain't touching it.
Or they look up from all the blowing, everyone's just gone. The papers.
Like, shit. That's the gift table's empty.
They took the gifts. What?
Dude, birthday parties are so weird for adults.
You know what? Who gets in my head about that is Ashoka. People talk over his food. They go, hey, I have an order for you. You got a pizza here. And I'm like, and now he gets in my head about it. So now I notice that. He's they're talking all over it.
Hey, we got a pizza here.
Come
get your pizza. Yuck. Dude, I think birthday parties for adults are so dumb. Here's what I mean. I don't think it's dumb to celebrate your birthday. Like, let's all fucking go out. Let's have a cigar. But first of all, when you plan your own birthday party, what the fuck is wrong with you?
So sad.
Here's what all of you are doing for my birthday. Okay? And they always want it to be expensive. We're going to Cabo. And we're taking a private jet and we're splitting it 7 ways.
I feel bad.
I would say this. The only way I would, like, I have dreamed about this because I hate birthday parties, but the only thing I would actually love to do if I was like made it is have a birthday party, have you, maybe, and then, you know, friends, but I pay for it. Like, I just want to be with my
That's
good
what
friends.
I like. Yes.
That's dope.
You pay for it.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine is dealing with this right now. I'm not going to say their name because I don't want to put anybody on blast. But their friend is planning their own birthday. And for their own birthday, they have planned this pretty expensive thing.
Oh, boy.
Here's what we're going to do on my birthday. We're going to all do this very expensive thing that, by the way, it's an outdoor event and it's going to be very crowded because it's summertime.
What?
Not going. Hold on. Not going.
Yeah. You don't do that.
Yeah. I just don't like getting, like, hey, spend all this money for me. That makes me so
And on top of that,
upset.
Buy me a present.
Yeah, hate that. Hate that. Even like a destination wedding and shit. That would make me uncomfortable to make, even fucking flying somewhere. Fly anywhere to see me get married, I'd feel bad.
Here's the only
way. I'll go to your place and get married in front of your door. We'll
My only reason for doing a destination wedding is knowing that if I pick this destination, nobody will come and I will be able to just myself.
I do.
We are going to have listen, guys, I'm getting married. It's on the surface of Mars. It's a very expensive ticket, but I would love it if you were there.
Okay, it's $75 million each. Yeah. And the thing is, and it's going to take us 10 years, but
the thing is,
all people there,
I don't. When you get there,
Maybe like, congratulations.
It's a beautiful ceremony.
I get my Pinterest. Yeah. You say it's a beautiful ceremony.
Oh my God. No, do your alien.
Father of the bride, huh? Must be proud.
This is Gorb.
This is my best man, Garp.
This is my best Gorp.
Oh shit, I forgot the ring.
What the fuck, Gorp? We took 10 years for you to hold on to that goddamn ring. My wife looks like shit now.
What do you expect? I have pinchers in that.
Oh, you slippery fuck. Why can't you hold on to a fucking ring? I know it's not a metal from this planet. I'm sorry, babe, but you look like shit now, and I'm done. And I'm bald. You don't like me either. Oh, man. You've been fucking the captain the entire trip. You don't think me and Gorb didn't notice? Gorb's been here, I know, but he would notice.
Brent, I think she's fucking the captain.
See? He knows. It doesn't matter that he wasn't on the ship. It doesn't matter that he wasn't on the ship. It doesn't matter.
He's a Martian.
Can you lower your voice? It doesn't matter that he wasn't on the ship. He's my best man. He knew. Marcus, stay away from me. That's the captain. Marcus, stay away from me. I'm talking to my wife, my ex-wife, my future wife. What are we? We're not. I guess go ahead. What do you want, Marcus?
Marcus,
not now, Gorb.
Oh man, so funny.
Oh, speaking of the aging and shit, we went and saw the
the what?
The M. Night Shyamalan movie, Old.
What?
Oh, how was it?
What's Old?
It's the M. Night Shyamalan movie. Old?
Oh, yeah.
Where they age rapidly?
It. Yeah. It was cool.
How was it?
It was cool.
So
it was
good.
It was fun.
I'm going to see it then.
I mean, it's, you know, what do you
Can
go
I stream
into
it at home?
I don't think so.
Fuck.
I don't know.
I auditioned for that movie.
Did you actually?
Yeah, and I'll tell you.
The old guy. He auditioned for The After.
Can I talk to you outside? Yeah.
What part?
I would probably be the...
one of the dads.
I mean, you know, it's funny. It's
young
like,
dad.
I'm getting to that age now, yeah, where I'm like a dad.
When I was your age, I had two.
Yeah.
True.
And all my friends like have three and shit. Yeah. Like, makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. That's why I like being a man. Because
when I was your age, I had one in high school.
I just want my voice lower.
Voice lower.
Yeah.
Ow. Go ahead.
But the thing is, with an M. Night Shyamalan audition, like, I had to do it. I think it was during the pandemic.
I remember that, actually.
Yeah, you may have helped me. Somebody
I may
helped
have,
me.
Yeah.
It's either you or Sullivan.
I remember
or
this
thing.
Like
you.
A new M. Night Shyamalan movie, and that's what it was. Fuck.
Yeah, man. It was old, but they wouldn't give you anything.
Like they didn't want to give anything away.
Yeah, so the audition sides are like a haiku poem,
yeah.
And so you don't really know what the fuck you're doing. So I know that I noticed one moment when I sent it, I was going, and then we have to get to this side of the island. I go, because I truly didn't know what this was. And then when the movie came out, I go,
cursed island.
That's
right?
What it's about.
It's a cursed beach, right?
Something like that, yeah.
It's like where they age fast or something?
Yep, you just age like really quickly.
But only on certain parts of the beach, right?
It's just the beach that they're on.
That's so cool.
It's a cool movie. But again, like, you know, it's still a silly movie. Because it's an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
It definitely wasn't a young guy. Because that young dude that you see in the trailer all the time with the mole.
Yeah.
I don't think it was that role. I think it was somebody else who was trying to take charge.
Okay.
I think so.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Speaking of age, I saw a headline that I couldn't believe. I talked about this on my other pod. I talked about this on the Mr. Jason Collins show. So apparently Coco Austin, Ice-T's wife, with the Yamada Damadas.
Go on.
With the big old hang downs. You know what I'm talking about?
How did you find more from my
hang downs? So literal.
Is still breastfeeding her child, who is five.
Five?
Yep. She's got a five-year-old hanging off them titties.
Hmm. What?
Yes. And here's her thing. She says, the kid eats regular food. The breast milk's a snack.
Oh, well, that's going to create some issues.
And my first thought is, isn't an iced tea at this point going, yo, that motherfucker's five. Those are my snacks now.
Also, how does she still have breast milk?
That was my thought. Where's that coming from?
I don't know.
Doesn't it stop?
I don't know.
I don't know enough.
Well, you had kids, doesn't it?
I don't have milk, and I didn't breastfeed.
You tried to make fun of your body, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
And then I realized, I'm looking good.
Yeah, but it's a pillow day for
I'm
me.
Like, what? And there's pictures. Like, if you look at the pictures of Coco Austin and her kid, this kid is literally, like, cupping one titty. And like, the other one.
Weird.
That's a
and the kid
or not like, weird. I don't know, actually.
And the kid looks like Ice-T.
Five.
So.
The kid has his own backpack.
Coco
the second you have
Austin.
A backpack, you don't suck a titty.
Coco Austin.
It's not Coco T.
Coco, the second you have your own backpack, you don't suck your mother's titty.
Yeah, dude. give me visuals here. Because I'm going to be honest, the titties are a wonderland, but...
I thought they were fake.
Look at how it's cupping it. Look how the kid is just like, and Icy's like, ah, that little bitch took over my titties.
Hmm. It doesn't even look like she's breastfeeding. Look like she's just ticking it.
Oh, that's just loving on her tits. That's not breastfeeding.
Okay.
It's a great R&B song.
That's just loving on your tits. Look at that. That kid breastfeeds still. I ain't mad at her.
It's a girl?
Yeah.
It's a little less creepy when it's a girl for some reason.
And I'm going to be honest, when I see Coco Austin, I get a little hankering for some breast milk.
Jason.
Hey.
I just don't know. I thought
that. I got a little titty thirsty.
Oh, God.
So Ice-T says, why the F are you worried about my child? That's what's weird. Now go back into the basement.
Oh, man. If I had a basement, I definitely would, because that man is a very intimidating person.
And then Coco Austin said, getting lots of love from the mamas on my social media platforms that understand that boob thing. Thanks. The feeling of this bond is indescribable. It makes me feel wanted.
Boy or girl kid?
4-year-old child. I don't know if they... Could be like,
I'm wondering if it's possible.
It's tough to talk about kids because you don't want to step on anybody's shit. Mm-hmm. I just always thought that breast milk doesn't last forever. Yeah,
and I have had two kids and I still have no idea.
My brother's a fucking OBGYN. I have no idea.
Also, that'd be a good person to call right now.
I should text him.
Ask him if that's a healthy thing. Because I'm thinking, what about when the kids start school full time? Yo, Lil T, you gonna have to pop that titty out your mouth to be in K-Garden all day long.
Thanks, buddy. I just typed in little T on the fucking...
Sorry.
I feel like ADHD.
It's probably just like whatever the preference for your kid is, but also, it won't like cause any weird shit down the line.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm thinking about. Because the bond thing, I totally understand.
Yeah.
You know, if I was sucking on them titties, I'd be like, I ain't letting this shit go.
Well, I think you'd be three, but I don't know if you'd be thinking like
that. Like this.
Mom. I gotta get to the bus.
Holy shit, there's two of them. Mom, I have wrestling. Hold on. Mom, I got wrestling. Oh shit, you got another one.
A snack.
I was like, oh, how are you
yeah, she
there,
says
kid?
The breast
Gatorade?
Milk.
No, Mom.
The breast milk isn't feeding the kid, it's a snack. It's a snack is what she said, and it's a bonding experience.
I'm really just curious of if breast milk it's just there all the time. It doesn't go away.
Does it get stale? I don't know.
Well,
and her breasts are obviously augmented.
Okay.
It's a nice way of saying fake ass titties. And whoever did the work, great job. But is that, it's got to go around some silicone or something, right?
I'm clueless. That's why I'm just curious
about. Works. Obviously, we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So go ahead and comment. Brother.
This is so great. He's probably saving a life right now. And mm-hmm. I just said, hey, quick question, doing the pod right now. How long can a woman breastfeed after birth? That's a fun thing to write your brother who's a doctor.
Well, you're lucky that you have an OBGYN for a brother.
It's a fair question.
It's a very
fair
question.
I was about to write
question.
Iced tea.
Wait, I can also just look this up.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but I didn't want to harp on it like I always do.
I'll look it up.
Jesus Christ, this kid's got a fucking miracle machine in front of him. He doesn't want to goddamn use it.
That's just the funniest
ask
thing.
Uncle
miracle.
Google.
Show miracle machine.
Shit, is the internet working?
How long can women...
I think I paid the bill.
Listen to Will type it. How long can women...
Press feed for. It's recommend. So the WHO or whatever, WHO, World Health Organization,
mm-hmm.
also recommends exclusively breastfeeding up to 6 months, with continued breastfeeding along with appropriate complementary foods up to 2 years or older.
Huh.
Or
so how
older.
Long, how
or
long can,
older.
So it says the vast majority of mothers can produce enough milk to fully meet the nutritional needs of their baby for 6 months. Breast milk supply augments in response to the baby's demand for milk and decreases when milk is allowed to remain in the breasts. I'm lost.
So this kid's going to have her boyfriend over for the first time for dinner when she's like 16. And they're going to be chilling, passing the peas and whatnot.
Passing
it seems like they
and
can.
And then he's going to go. She's going to go. Hold on, Bobby, just a second. Mom, let me have you. I'm thirsty.
Bobby?
Huh.
The dude's
there's
across
your,
the table going,
there's
yo.
There's your meme, by the way.
The dude across the table's going, yo, can I get some of that? And Icy's like, I want y'all to live.
Here's another, this may not be as crazy as we are thinking. Because
really?
It's like, there's one thing that's like.
It's just not common.
There's some NPR article. What's basically like, is it okay to breastfeed like a 6 and 7 year old? So they said, but people should be informed that nursing a 6 to 7+ year old is perfectly normal and natural and healthy thing.
Well, there you go.
For the child, and that their fears of emotional harm are baseless.
Oh.
So all right. it's
baseless. So that's the thing. That's the problem with it. Not with it, with society. Society is just not used to it, and it's not a thing that they're used to seeing, so then they flip out.
Huh.
So you know what, Coco? Good on you.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, hey, we're
keep
just exploring
that bond
it, you know?
With that beautiful baby. And just make sure once you get kids on the left, you get the right, homie. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
This concludes our hearing for this child's
safety. Now, do you see how CDC and everybody else, you see how we handled that?
Yep.
We came in with absolutely no information. We did some bits.
And look,
and guess
then
what
we
did?
We did one Google thing in the magic machine and we figured it out.
We learned.
What did we do?
We
did our own research.
Yep. Yeah.
And it wasn't on Facebook.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
It was in the Google machine.
And I even asked a doctor who won't write back. And if he does, I won't answer. So that's just going to be a weird question up in the air.
Yep. But here's the thing with that, Brent.
Yes.
We don't know. He might be bringing a life into the world.
Right I know. Now.
And we're interrupting him with our dumb
question. Excuse me?
Well, if he has his fucking phone on him while he's delivering a life, I don't want him to be my doctor.
True.
Keep that in the locker.
You back an hour from now and goes, damn it, Brent, I dropped my phone in her womb. I was doing a C-section and it fucking
in the womb like it's a cave.
Yeah.
We lost the twins. Danks. That's all he writes.
Oh,
and I'm like,
oh my God.
Oh, well, don't put that on me. I'm in the pool.
I was in the middle of cutting an umbilical cord and I severed her spine. Thank you.
All I write back is I go, is that icky with a face?
Does it smell in there?
Or you just write back, gross.
God, we're so mature. Gross. And let me tell you, people that are watching that are getting triggered, we know we're fucking stupid.
Yeah,
so
we don't care.
Go ahead and double down on that.
Double down.
Go ahead and double down on that.
Double down on stupidity.
Good song.
Oh, that's
gonna
not bad.
Double down on stupidity.
If we want to jump into emails.
Even though the titty got plenty of milk when you're fitty. Doubling down on stupidity. Man, I'm a songwriter.
Doubling down on some titty.
Ooh.
Oh, we're in
damn
school
it.
With Becky.
I thought you were going to say with a backache.
I couldn't.
Coco's definitely got a backache. Those motherfuckers is. Them yum yams is big. Anyways,
Will, you're
ahead.
Not riding the bull. You can take your hands off the goddamn chair.
What are you doing?
Like
are you at Saddle Ranch?
You've been working out and shit. Jesus Christ, that's funny. Do you know
how
popular
out.
That place got because of the TikTok kids?
Saddle Ranch?
Yeah, you notice there's like a line outside now?
Really?
Popping.
It's like off the chain now.
That place
off
sucks.
The chain, Jesus. I know
what
it does.
What year is it?
But now I think because all those TikTok kids and shit go there, like,
do
people
they?
Are there all the time.
It's packed.
Wait a minute.
It's
how packed. Do you know TikTok kids are going to it?
Well, because I'd seen some of them, like the Pauls.
Let's
and all those
ask
people.
Our resident professional on TikTok. Will.
Don't ask me, bro. I don't
Will.
Know TikTok.
You're a
people.
TikToker, dude.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean I'm looking.
Yeah, bro.
At
you should be hanging
famous,
out over
bro.
There.
I know.
You should
you know
get
what
one
you
of those sway houses.
Mm-hmm.
You're
hey. You got to do that and be undercover for us. Get
dude.
One of those houses, work out with them, and dance.
Well, I know.
Live in a TikTok house.
My buddy Justin, who's a pretty good TikTok, he's young and he's just like he's getting to be friends with all those people. So I'm like, dude. Let's make this shit happen.
Well,
damn, he's gonna be at Saddle Ranch fighting.
Well, we
want to
do.
Guys.
We want to push.
He's gonna be wearing white jeans.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That's for sure coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
I'm wondering why. I didn't know that it was a TikTok thing.
I think Saddle
just
Ranch
the young crowd goes
for
there.
Some reason because there's so many people. I think people moved out here. You know how places like have ups and downs, like careers,
like elevators.
And for some reason, there was a lot of TMZ type videos and shit that were coming out from Saddle Ranch, probably because they were probably
Saddle
one
Ranch.
Of the first people to open.
Saddle Ranch is making some money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, it's weird now. Like, remember, you could just walk in, there's like 8 people in there.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah.
And now it's like there's a line across the, like around the block and shit with all these like TikTokers and shit.
TikTokers.
And it's weird. You guys are doing it wrong. I'll tell you that. When I had
my fun
at their age, they're doing it wrong if that's where they're hanging.
I don't think they're doing it wrong. They're just doing it different.
Yeah, well, I'm an old head now.
You're an old head. Dude, you've sounded more and more like an old head lately. It's
funny.
Yeah.
Well, let's think about it. I'm 35.
Here's what I think about.
It's crazy.
We had this conversation about the 80s stuff in a couple episodes ago. Some of the shit that we did and dressed like in the 80s, my parents were like, the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And that's us now.
Yeah.
All
I think about
with the difference being we're in an age and a time with social media and technology that we could just assimilate. We could just go, you know what? I'm going to be a part of this too.
Yeah.
There's some really famous old people on TikTok doing funny ass shit.
Yeah, Mandy Patinkin.
Mandy Patinkin.
Oh,
dude.
Mandy with his son,
his
right?
TikTok's
killing it.
Nice.
Hilarious.
Kill me and his wife. Those are the best.
See, embracing it.
Yep.
I'm fun.
And what's that actor that's an older guy, and he's little and he's gay and he's hilarious.
Little and gay and hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm in already.
I already forgot his name. But yeah, he's killing it on TikTok.
Ian McKellen for some reason. I don't know why.
It's like your size.
I'm not little, man. I'm 6'3".
I'm kidding. He's like a little DeVito looking guy. Yeah, 6'3", dude. Especially with your hair.
6'3", dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm 6'3" and a half. We measured last episode.
You just
episode.
Added a half, Brent.
I'm 6'4".
Wait a minute. I'm 6'1".
I'm 6'5".
I'm 6'1".
I'm 6'5" and a half.
Jesus. You're growing.
I'm 5'2".
My little toes.
What are you for real?
6.
No, be serious.
You know.
No, I don't.
You're 5'10", right? 5'10"?
Sure.
5'7".
5'9".
You're 5'9"? I'm 5'11".
Yeah, you don't
5'9".
It's not great. A single digit kills me.
You're doing fine. Are you saying 5'9"?
Yeah.
Just say 5'10".
Yeah, just say 5'10".
Okay.
See, if you're under 6 foot, you always go up. If you're over 6 foot,
those of you watching and listening, from now on, from this day forth, I declare that Willie Fingers Burkhart is 5'10".
5'10".
I'm quoting you forever on this.
Boom.
Fantastic.
You could be 5'10".
I'm going to go to DMV after this.
Just get a couple dogs to stretch you.
Hey, measure me. I'm 5'10".
Imagine you just walk into the DMV.
Hey, change my height.
And everybody just kind of looks up from the computer. Okay.
Hey, I'm 5'10". I'm 5'10".
Got it, man.
All right, man.
Great.
Can you change it? No.
No, you got to make an appointment. So.
What if you could change your height and your license? That'd be funny.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
Mine's 6'9", and then they pulled me over. They're like, what?
Bro, when I was 250 pounds, I said I was 220.
Yeah, why not? What do they need to know your weight for?
250.
I was up there, dude. I was up there. We'll add a picture.
Insane.
Boom.
That's
fucking
insane.
Have we ever added that picture?
I think we've seen Big J.
Big J. Big J Collings.
Oof. Wow. That is so different.
Yep. Now look at me.
You look good, dude.
Ow.
No.
Dude, I did it. What did I do today? I did arms, fucking backs, and shoulders. I'm gym man, dude. I'm in the gym culture.
You're gym guy.
Gym guy.
Yeah, dude.
We got emails?
Sure. And I want to mention also, we have updates for the live show.
Yay.
So, oh, yeah.
Which actually, when this comes out, it'll be this weekend.
Do we know the venue? Not yet.
The venue, the address will be released the day of the event at noon.
But do we
email.
Know?
We know. It's an outdoor.
But you don't.
It's an outdoor venue because that's the only thing that's allowed basically right now, especially for Don't Tell. They're doing all outdoor events.
Which, by the way, is fine here.
Yeah, it's going to be
weather's
great.
Amazing.
Yeah. But it's going to be Saturday, 8 o'clock. It's on the website. It's on the Don't Tell website. You can go to donttellcomedy.com and pick the special event for August 14th. You'll see it on there. It says the Lion's Den, all of our names. Or you can go to the description. It'll be a link. I'll put a link in there too.
Great.
But basically, it's up. The address, you just may not know. It's in the West Adams area, which is like just kind of near Hollywood, kind of Hollywood adjacent. Okay. Adjacent.
Nice.
And yeah. So all I just right, want cool. to give an update with that. So it'll be this cool. Saturday for those of you listening now.
And we're only awesome. Going to cancel if something better comes up. So
yeah. Just so you know, we love you guys. We appreciate you. But if something better comes along, we'll probably cancel last second.
No, we're not canceling. We're doing it August 14th. That's happening.
Yeah,
Adams.
Because we got nothing
West
else.
Adams area. So, is that what we're calling
yeah,
it?
Let me pull it up for you guys to see, too. Because I actually just
I want to see what it looks like.
I basically
that's
discovered
awesome.
This. Well, I'll show you guys where
boom,
the
there, there
is.
We aren't.
It says West Adams special event.
Don't tell.
Saturday, 8 p.m., a night with the Lion's Den.
Oh, that's great.
Oh.
Is that the venue I'm looking at in that picture?
No, this is not. This is just a generic photo.
Okay. That's
But it's a venue they've done a bunch of times before. So it's like a proven venue. It's not the rooftop one you did. It's a different one.
But is it a rooftop?
It is not a rooftop.
It is a beer garden.
It is a bathroom in a Rite Aid.
this show
event.
Is very niche.
So yeah, BYOB, bring your own drinks, snacks, all that shit.
I always thought that was bring your own bitch.
Well, you can if you want to.
Yeah, you can't bring someone else's bitch. You
whether
your own
whether
boy.
She's breastfeeding or not, we don't discriminate.
Yep. Coco's invited.
Everyone's invited. So come out.
I don't care if your kid's hanging off the titty or not. Come on, girl.
Yep.
Nice. Please don't hurt me.
Yep.
I'm kidding. These are all jokes. You're an artist. You get it.
Yeah, hopefully.
So yeah, link in the description for those people coming. And there sounds like a lot of people are going to be there.
Beautiful. I'm excited.
It's going to be very fun. So it's going to be kind of like, we'll do stand up and then it'll be like a version of the podcast.
We'll just roast Will the whole time.
Basically.
Yeah.
If you want to see me get fucking annihilated and watch me see how I'm 5'10 in person, come out.
He's 5'10 and you'll see when you come to the show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, kids, let's get to some emails.
Me coming on stage.
Just ripped.
Just starts taking HGH before we do the show.
I will. Fuck it. Who cares? I'll do it.
I feel like all the actors do it. I mean, what's the biggest problem with HGH? It's just because they don't want it in sports?
I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
What's
HGH? Human growth hormone.
Oh, HGH. Oh. Got it.
There you go.
Human growth
hormones.
Hormones.
Yeah, I just always wonder, like, because it gets a bad rap with sports, but so did weed, and now weed's going to be okay. Like,
I think because long-term effects.
Maybe I shouldn't be going down.
Well,
this.
Honestly, I'm guessing, but I think because of the long-term effects that it has on you physically in the long run, it could really fuck your health up.
Doesn't it shrink your little nuts?
Well, yeah, but that's not a problem for Brent.
Yeah, my nuts are huge.
Funny to say they're huge. Just huge nuts.
I need another.
They're already.
Hey, that hurt me the most. A
couple of little raisins there, you know. Twig and berries, you know what I'm saying.
Beep. I wonder if girls care about how big your balls are.
They don't.
There's no
way. It's a weird thing. Yeah. Maybe a farmer.
Yeah. The one thing that
somebody's around nuts a lot.
The one thing that I've heard that they do care about is too small.
Balls?
The PP.
Oh, well, that's,
like,
of course.
Like, if you have a micro penis, that's a problem.
It's not great.
Also, too big.
Yeah.
You don't want to rip a girl in half.
The emails of
you don't want a Black Dahlia that bitch. Oh, sorry. That's disgusting. I'm sorry. I'm listening to a podcast.
What is that? What's that
Dahlia
reference to? Do I even Black dare
Dahlia,
ask?
The Black Dahlia is a very, very famous LA murder that took place in the 40s in Los Angeles. The victim's name was Elizabeth Short. They found her splayed out on the ground. No. Posed.
I know, but the way
arms akimbo, legs spread. Completely cut in half and then cut across the mouth with this crazy looking giant smile, which, by the way, that's how she died. She was bisected or whatever, cutting all that up after she was already dead. What killed her was the injury, the trauma to her fucking face.
Jesus Christ, Jason.
Asking.
What the fuck?
Bro. Really shouldn't ask.
Way to go,
you know,
bro.
I love
Sorry,
true crime.
I
love true crime.
I know,
and I love,
and they never
and
found
noir.
The person, right?
I love LA noir. Huh?
They never found the person.
It's the most famous unsolved cold case in Los Angeles history. But they think that there may be a whole, that this it, the person that did it may be responsible for several unsolved murders at the time.
Jesus.
That happened in LA right around this, you know,
that's
this
horrible.
Day.
And when you say cold case, that's when you put the file in the fridge.
Yeah, you put it in the refrigerator.
And then when you go back to it.
It keeps it fresh.
Okay.
So that when you open it up 20 years later, it's like brand new.
Oh, it's cold. It's cold case.
Yeah.
That whole show
was
about that, too. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we clear that up. This first email is from Ashley. Brent isn't wrong, at least about this.
Nice.
So we talked about a thing called fluff, which is that marshmallow spread
bullshit. Fluff.
Yeah. Howdy, Pod Squad. Here from New England to stand up for Brent and the unfair slander he was subjected to regarding
Thank
the delicacy that is fluff.
Fluff.
Totally a common pairing for peanut butter. Growing up, we would have a PB and fluff sandwiches instead of PB&J. Add some bananas and deep fry it, and you're in fatty habit heaven.
It's fucking
amazing.
That sounds
amazing.
Oh, dude, used to happen all the time. Little League, baby.
Fluff,
Who ate the fluff?
And is it like an aerosol thing?
Which is a jar. It's like Nutella.
Oh,
yeah.
What would that be?
It's the marshmallow thing.
Spraying marshmallow? That'd be kind of crazy.
Like Silly String. Just Well, you've seen that with the Cool Whip.
The
whipped cream.
That's what I was picturing. Yeah,
is that fluff? Is it kind of
fluff? That's
whipped cream.
Fluff is like
is the consistency.
It's the consistency of a peanut butter.
But it's marshmallow.
That's
disgusting.
That's so bad. Just a sandwich with that and peanut butter.
That sounds
healthy. We all grew up different. New England had its treats.
Yeah,
well, speaking of New English, she said, on another Boston note, Jason, well done on the knowledge of Belle Biv DeVoe and RBRM, BBD plus Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch? I don't know any. There's a lot of acronyms that made through at me. Did you watch the New Edition story miniseries that came out last year? Highly recommended. The casting was spot on, and New Edition gave the music rights to actors to re-record songs. So the movie actors' original recordings.
Mm-hmm. I did listen to that. There's also a podcast called New Jack, because the style of music that they were doing at the time, they called it New Jack Swing. And there's a podcast, I believe it's called The Story of New Jack Swing or something like that. But they talk about a lot of the history there, too. But I was in the midst of it. I was in
you were there.
I was there.
Yeah. We got another one from Amber. Question, cremation activities.
This sounds creepy. Well,
this is going to be uplifting.
It was a dark one. William, Podfather, and Brent, who never fucking opens his DMs.
Ever.
Yeah, it's hard.
Thanks to true crime podcaster Spencer Henry, I recently went down a rabbit hole of what you can do with the ashes. Of course, here's the traditional urn or scattering, but then there's some more creative choices to save Will the effort of Google searching it. Here's a list. I would love to know which one y'all would choose. So this is like when you die, like where do they put you? Yeah, put you after you get cremated.
After you're just a bunch of dirt.
Yeah. First one's be turned into jewelry or a diamond.
That's kind of dope. Yeah. A diamond?
Wow.
This is a Brent diamond.
Mm-hmm. I'm just be Blaine.
Mm-hmm. Become a tree. Which nope. She says this is her choice.
Don't give a shit about a tree.
Like, we need more fucking trees.
We actually do.
I know.
But I don't want to be some fucking tree stuck. I want to be a diamond cruising to town.
Oh, yeah, right?
Or if you were me a tree, do you have one of those trees that sheds all that bullshit on cars?
Oh, yeah.
Come out, like, this fucking tree.
With my luck, I'll be a bottle brush tree or some shit.
What's that?
Those red fucking weird bullshits. It's crazy. It's okay. Not good.
Yeah, you know as much about trees.
I'll be a cactus.
Because you're just like this the whole time.
God damn it.
This sucks.
Shit.
Like, if we have a soul in a tree, this is
what they made me.
It's so hot.
Is this the 40 on the way to Vegas? God damn it.
What the fuck is that? Oh my God. What is that? It's a squirrel. What? Ow! Fuck! Why couldn't I be a diamond?
Oh. Cruising the town.
And then, or you become a Joshua tree and you're just surrounded by a bunch of fucking woke dudes all fucking weekend.
Yeah, I can't see, not this angle. This sucks.
All right, what's the more? Let me hear more of these.
Oh fuck. Be mixed in with tattoo ink. Ew.
Ew.
That's actually dope. And then have my, like, I took my dad's and mixed it with tattoo and put a.
That's kind of cool.
Positive. I was picturing like some racist redneck, and I'm just stuck in his arm.
Oh no. not for strangers. We're gonna dedicate our ashes to the LA Ink tattoo shop.
Oh, that's
so.
What
whoever gets it, lucky you. She means for yourself.
Oh
yeah.
Oh whoops.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Be mixed in with paint and become a portrait haunted.
Yeah, I would love that.
Oh, I would haunt the shit out of everybody.
I'd love to be that.
Oh, kids, my sons, put me up in your house, fuckers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just that.
Take
the portraits of
the
us.
Trash out. Am I the only one that knows how to run a dishwasher, you fucking idiot? Yeah. Go ahead.
Then we got be put into a stuffed animal.
Yeah, I would want that. You know that.
That's Brent all day.
I know that.
Right in Puffins.
Right there.
When people walk by, I would go.
Was that the last one?
No, there's more.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And then when everybody went to bed, all the lights, I would go. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Weird.
Be put into a firework.
That's one and done.
Yeah,
nah, but, I'm gonna keep my ass around forever.
And that'd be worse if it didn't, one of those, it malfunctioned.
Oh,
can I just drown?
Oh, if it was a dud,
fucking lake.
Baby, you're a firework. Isn't that a what's that lady's name?
So good,
Katy Perry.
Katy, is it Katy or Katy?
It's definitely not Katy.
Okay, I don't know.
Firework. How'd you do your neck like that?
Like what?
Baby, you're a firework.
Brent, how do you not understand how talented I am by now?
I do understand. That's why I ask
Hollywood
questions.
Hollywood doesn't. All right, next one.
Become a vinyl record.
That's actually kind of dope.
And when you play me backwards, it's haunted as shit.
Yeah.
Get out. Empty the dishwasher.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers?
Why
that's
this
the
song?
Record I'd be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then become pencils.
Nope.
I don't even know how that.
Ow. Too hard. Too broke me.
I think my favorite one on that list
is the sharpener.
Is
ow!
The...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck! Fuck!
Or the electric. No!
No!
Well, that didn't last. My favorite's the diamond.
Yeah. I want to be a diamond on a wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that bow.
Now we got, I don't think we've heard from this person before. Nikki, that FBA bitch heckler.
What?
I think we were just talking about a heckler probably. I just rewatched episode 116, The Wild Side. This is one of my favorite episodes. You guys were so silly. It really cheered me up.
Yes.
I love when Jason gets dad mad and Brent goes off on an improvised tangent. The three of you together just makes my heart happy. That heckler who owns an FBA business sounds like a nightmare. Oh, that was the show
we were talking
about.
That was at the Comedy Cottage.
FBA stands for Fulfillment by Amazon.
Yeah, I know.
Amazon fills it and ships the orders from their warehouse and handles the returns. Oh, so you just need to pick what you want to sell and advertise. I wish I could have seen Jason handle that. I dragged my two friends and my puppy to Nashville from Columbus to see the show at Zany's. It was great. They aren't huge comedy fans, but we had a blast. Side note, it was Dog's first time in a hotel and on an elevator, and she did amazing. Keep churning out great episodes. It's the highlight of my week. Thank
you. Beautiful.
Nice.
And here's a picture of Betsy.
That dog is awesome.
Betsy.
God, I love dogs.
Cute.
What a cute fucking dog. Give me a face shot. Bets. Oh, Bets.
Oh, my God.
Cute. Murdered that duck, though. That's sad.
Yeah, murdered that.
You got to train them young.
Maybe they said, that's Duck Will, and the dog just fucking ate it.
Baby, you're a bird. What if it was a real duck, like a dead duck?
Yeah.
All right, we got one here from Angie, the OG Serious Not Serious questions.
Okay.
I thought I would bring back the Serious Not Serious format. Great idea.
It's what
a good,
is that?
It's a good format. It's just serious questions, not serious questions.
Oh,
let's go back and forth. We got three and three. Serious. Let's get started. Not serious. Yeah. Have you ever done anything by yourself but acted as if you were being filmed or watched?
Never.
I.e. running always. To quickly unlock your car door as if someone's trying to get you. I did it all the
time.
Oh,
I played that game all the time when I was a kid. Yes. First of all, I love walking around during the day and then pretending I'm in a scene in a movie.
Yeah, oh, of course. I do music that all video day. And shit. Listen to music all day.
Yeah, I'm just going to the bank.
I walk around like that all day.
Yeah.
I'm by myself. I do Denzel scenes in my head. Like,
Do you walk like him?
Well, it's not. I'm not okay. doing him, but like, you know how he always says powerful monologues in movies? Yeah. I do that shit all the time in here.
By yourself. That's hilarious.
To Puffins.
I'm a crazy person.
People walk by and they're like, that guy's talking to himself again.
Yeah. That's all I did as a kid.
Yeah.
That's how I write scripts. That's why I don't like people being at my house when I'm writing.
That's how I write stand-up.
Because I
don't write it down.
Pace.
I say it out loud and I go. Uh-huh. That's fucking genius. And then I remember
it. Serious. If you could relive one of your childhood Christmas mornings, which one would it be, and what gifts did Santa bring you?
It would be for me.
Deep.
I believe it was 1978.
Wow.
My parents were not very well off. We had we were poor. Dad had left the music business for good. We weren't making any money. We were living in one of the only apartments in town that allowed kids before they passed that discrimination law. And you know, you grow up poor, you grow up poor. My grandparents, on the other hand, had money. And I didn't know this until I was older, but they helped my parents give me and my brother a great Christmas. And that Christmas we got, it was Star Wars year. It was the year of Star Wars. We got a bike. We both got new bikes, BMX bikes. We got lightsabers. We got the full-size action figures. It was that Christmas, 1978. That one still stands out in my memory so clear because it was just unbelievable. It was like, there's more? Holy shit, there's more? Holy shit, there's more? It was just, there's something about that Christmas that will just forever, I'll never forget it. It was amazing. And if I could find it, I have a great picture of me and my brother on the bikes.
Nice.
With these giant smiles on our face with the lightsabers.
Oh, that's pretty dope.
Yeah.
That's actually a beautiful shot.
Yeah.
Can't compare to that. I would just say that, like, when you were a kid, there was always, like, they're cheaper toys, mm-hmm. especially because there weren't iPads or anything. Mm-hmm. So the younger we were, especially me and my little brother being a year apart, we would get, like, combined gifts that were just big, like an air hockey table, like one of those cheap air hockey tables and stuff. So the tree just looked like it was full.
Full. The older you get, the more expensive the presents get and the smaller they get.
Yeah. So we just had a bunch of, like, Legos and bolts, but the way the tree looked, and then we were always trying to catch Santa, which was, you know, our parents. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Oh, we shouldn't have said
whoa,
that. Cut
whoa,
that.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Cut that. And
Brent, that's like saying God isn't real.
It's definitely the same thing.
but well, I would just say that just that experience at my old house, my parents did a great job.
Oh, man.
Christmases.
Can I go back?
They took it serious.
What I learned from my parents were amazing at making it work. Every year they made it work. And it was my brother and I never, ever had a disappointing Christmas. Ever.
That's awesome.
Ever. Yeah. They made it work every year. And I learned that from them. And even when I was going through hard times, when Elaine and I were going through hard times, I always made it a point, you know what? We're going to make Christmas work.
Yeah.
These kids are going to want for nothing. And every year we would like high five each other. Don't know how we did it, but we did it again.
Yep.
That's cool.
It's a beautiful lesson.
Yep. Yep.
Love it.
It's a good question.
Who, back to not serious, when eating pizza, do you fold or not fold?
I fold.
Great question.
Fork and knife.
Right.
No, that's right. Brent's a weirdo. I fold.
Yeah.
Not even though I fold. This is going to sound weird. I
shove it up my ass.
Shove it, but then pull it back.
Ooh.
Dip it in ranch. No, I fold. I fold, and I'll, if I have ranch, I'll dip it in ranch.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Well, no, I know how eating works. You have to demonstrate that part. You know how you know like when this, I go like this.
Open, close.
And then I swallow. That and then I go to the bathroom and go.
Yeah. And then I wipe. Do you wipe back to front?
Fuck no.
Okay.
I'm not a lunatic.
That's how I do it.
You go back to front.
Dude, when I wipe.
You're lying. You don't fucking wipe.
When I wipe.
Towards your balls. There's no fucking way when people do that. Also, where do you throw it?
It's risky towards Martin, the balls.
Martin Lawrence had a bit where he told ladies, because it was being a really dirty joke about sex and going down on a girl. He goes, y'all need to wipe front to back. All right, front to back. None of this.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. Fuck.
I fold and I dip.
Yeah. I don't do either, actually. I keep it straight up. But it depends if it's giant, then you gotta fold.
No.
Well, here's why I fold too. I'm not a messy person, and yeah, I feel like too. If I don't fold, I'm gonna get this part of my mouth.
Like the Black Dahlia.
Like the Black Dahlia. So I fold it and I go, yung, 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 yung.
Oh, the pizza. Now I thought we were talking about shit still.
Keep up.
I went, what the hell are you talking about? You fold, you went back to front, and you go, yeah, I fold. I thought you were talking about the toilet paper.
Yeah,
then you go, I was like, eating the toilet paper?
Joe Coy used to have a bit about that.
Eating toilet
paper?
He's like,
he goes, if you wipe and you don't look, you're a crazy person.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
That's
you cool. have to look. It's a health thing.
That's what's always a question of how to.
Mine's blue.
What are we talking about?
How do blind people know when they're done wiping?
You could feel it.
Can you? Not always. You go, ooh, interesting.
And your ass starts chafing.
Okay. Bidet.
Yeah.
Spray it.
Too wet, squirt though. It. Too wet.
Oh, I feel so good.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It feels so good. All right,
two more. So who was your, back to serious, who was the biggest celebrity you fangirled over? I guess maybe
Stevie
potentially
Wonder.
Like when you met them, maybe?
Stevie Wonder.
I guess.
Wait.
Stevie Wonder when you and met, Paul McCartney.
I don't know. I'm just the best interpretation. Who was the biggest celebrity you fangirled over?
Oh, that's probably who you met then, right?
Probably.
Stevie Wonder, Paul McCartney. Easy.
Martin Scorsese.
You met him?
Yeah.
Cool.
Where?
When he's Tonight Show with Conan.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
And I fucking punked out. It's the only time I've ever punked out of, because my job was to walk the celebrities to the show. Mm-hmm. And I had to walk Martin, but Martin had his team with him and everything. And he was a super nice guy. Very little man. Like, well. And
5'10".
Couldn't make it real. Had to deflect to a joke. But anyway, then he's leaving. And I said, just got to tell him I love him. Like, I have to say I'm such a fan. I have to, because I didn't get a chance to do that. And he's walking out, but he's got like a serious fast-paced walk.
Oh, wow.
And this little 5'4" guy just intimidated me and it's just us. I could have just said, hey, Mr. Scorsese, I'm a huge fan. I could have just said that.
Yeah.
And I just went, oh. And that was the last time I
did
I ever
the same
saw.
Thing. I did
had
sort of.
Out so bad.
It's hard, man.
I don't know why. I've never done that.
I did sort of the same thing with Paul McCartney.
Oh, really?
Paul McCartney watched me do stand up, which was amazing. I don't know if I've talked about this on this podcast.
I don't remember.
Paul McCartney was at the Improv one night, and I got asked if I wanted to go up and perform in front of Paul McCartney. I was like, absolutely. I wasn't even on the show, and the sound guy's like, you're going up.
Nice.
And I went up and did a great set in front of McCartney, and he sat next to my brother and watched the set. Like, sat with my brother in the back of the room and watched my set. I wanted to ask him for a picture so bad. But so many people were.
Oh, yeah.
That I just took a step back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to be the fangirl.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's something you remember, though, too. So it's the experience of him seeing what you do as an artist to artist. That's all that matters, right. Really. You know?
That felt good.
Yeah.
Man, it's crazy because I was listening to Wings on the way here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
You know what Wings is, right?
Nope. Yeah, it's that band with the things.
It's Paul McCartney's band.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul McCartney. I just
remember the logo.
You know the song Band on the Run? Band on the Run.
Probably.
That's all. When he went solo, he started out as, he just did his first album, was like called McCartney. But then he formed a band called Wings. And it a lot of amazing hits. They did like a bunch of shit. It was really good stuff. But yeah, I was listening to that on the way here.
Dope.
Nice.
Then we have two more here. Not serious. What fad do you regret participating in? It's a good one.
Fad.
drive-bys were, I shouldn't have.
Jason.
What? Don't admit that on the podcast. What?
Jason, we talked about drive-bys
in the
pre. In the
80s, it was like a thing.
Murder?
I got like sucked in by my peers. It was like, everybody's doing it.
Oh my God.
Jason.
No, I never really got into it that bad. I never really got.
Like, maybe you look back on pictures and you're like, what the fuck was I wearing then? Like that type
no,
of
thing.
Puka shell necklaces.
Yeah.
See, I never did jewelry.
You get up to the beach with the ankle bracelets.
I had the same thing.
Yeah,
so
I never did that.
What the fuck was I thinking?
I've always been very basic t-shirts and jeans kind of guy. Always.
Oh, actually, I know a fad that you did that's a little weird.
Hmm.
When you had that goatee going back in the day.
Oh, in the 90s.
Oh, sure.
I did a goatee. You know what? You're right.
And the
but
big
at least
white
I was
shirt?
In shape.
Yeah.
I was in good shape with the goatee because when you're a heavy guy and you have a goatee, it looks like you've just been eating chocolate cake with no hands.
That's what my dad said. He had a white goatee and he said, it looked like I dipped my face in a bowl of cereal.
Yeah. It's a bad look. Also, it's funny how big dudes do it.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those big guys that do a goatee and then they create their own jawline?
Yeah, it's so bad,
it's
dude.
It's so funny.
It looks so stupid.
They're
like,
just all
you're
going
to trick us?
They're
like
just all neck like this, but somewhere in there, there's a fucking sexy-ass jawline.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah,
I just
that's
remember
a good
seeing
one.
That photo at your
mullet.
Place.
I had a mullet for a while.
Well, there you go, man.
I did a curly mullet.
What are you searching for it? You got a
but
mullet.
I don't know if I regret it.
True. That makes,
oh, that's,
yeah, that makes
yeah,
sense.
That's a good point.
Because probably at the time, it was kind of hot.
Like, have you seen those pictures of... Dude, Google... girl 80s hairstyles and talk about a regret.
Oh, the big puff,
dude. This is their high school picture that will be their high school picture for the rest of their life. Blowing up, buddy.
Which, what are we thinking?
Well, I'm thinking
this looks kind of cool.
No,
this shit,
no, that one. Look at the bow.
Yeah.
That's a bow,
dude. From the rest of her life, that's. That picture is in her mom's house.
Yep.
On the wall. This is when my daughter graduated high school.
She.
Look at the one next to Whitney.
Look at this one.
Look at that. Look at the one next to Whitney Houston.
This one? No, this one?
That's Whitney Houston.
Oh,
that one.
Boy.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
What are you? A, hey.
Is that Raggedy Ann?
Are you a Labradoodle?
I was just thinking that. Looks like a dog.
You look like Rolf the dog from The Muppet Show. Whoa. And that.
Wow.
That's a regret.
What a time.
Oh, look at the fourth one over from Whitney with the weird side pony.
Oh, that one right
down.
There.
This one?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's a regret.
It's hilarious.
That's a big regret.
Big hair back then, huh?
Yeah, I never did any of that weird hairstyle stuff.
God, I
like the flock of seagulls hairstyle and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then last one here is a serious question. Has there ever been a time that a heckler has helped?
Yes. Plenty of times. Even when I'm burying them, I'm like, you just added an amazing 15 minutes to my set. I just recorded a whole thing of that guy's calling his work.
Yep.
Here's how it helped me. It gave me a whole new funny tape to post.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Especially nowadays.
Nowadays.
Yep.
Because now I'm not only do I get to post it, but I'm not burning material.
Boom.
It's just crowd work. It's great.
Yeah. And I had that with last night at a Ruben Paul show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And Shout out to Ruben Paul, Ruby Tuesdays,
such
every
a great
Tuesday
show.
Night, the Hollywood Laugh Factory. Go check it out.
It was really good. And I think I was talking about a breakup. And then one of the guys in the audience goes, you're on God or something like that. It was some slang that was so threw me off. I go, what?
We were just way too white to understand
it. Yeah, way too white to understand it. And then this other black guy says, he goes, yeah, on God. And they become friends. And I go, and I thought they said, you're on God. And I go,
of course
so then I go
that.
Back into my echo and like, yeah, you're on got, and I'm killing.
Oh, that's so funny.
I get off
first
and Naeem
of all, I'm
going
to call Ruben and make sure
that I didn't fuck up everything. But then Naeem Lin is off stage and he goes, by the way, they're saying you're on God. And I go, what the hell is that?
You're on stage, you said that?
No, when I got off, he was up after me. And
what does
that
even mean?
I don't know.
Like for real, like. I think that's what it means. Like, oh yeah, like for real.
You're
like
on God.
Like
on
no
God.
Joke. Like no joke. Like that's
so I thought
on
they
God.
Said on
they
God.
They just making shit up now.
Yeah, but you know
that doesn't even make sense to what it means.
Yeah, I mean I don't think
you're
it's supposed to. I think it's
that's
just
weird.
On God.
People are just learning to speak in gibberish.
But
now.
It lifted the room.
See, when I was growing up, when you said on God is when you were telling somebody something and you're like, this is the truth. On God.
No, that's the same.
Oh,
that's the same
definitely
thing.
What they meant there, because I said I was going through a breakup and this Oh, you know what it was? It's because I said it's
you the, just said it was something else. Like you've
I mean,
got
I'm just
this.
Taking my best bet on what I'm pretty sure it is. Because I've heard it.
I feel like you're trying to confuse me on purpose.
No, so, no,
on, no, that's what it was. On God, and I kept saying, I go on God. So I realized as I was driving home after Naeem told me, I go, oh, they might have been laughing at me, just the white
getting
boy
it
on
wrong,
the show getting
which
it wrong.
It's funny as hell.
Funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just called it back a lot of times.
Will one but, more time say the definition of it that
I thought
you
I
said?
It's like no joke, like for real, like on God.
Oh,
because when I said
when you're saying I'm not okay,
like
got
for
it.
Real, like no
got
joke,
it, yeah, yeah. Oh, God, this is the truth.
Yes,
God's what, honest truth.
Yeah,
yeah. Because what I said was, you know, it's the part where I go, going through a breakup now is the worst time in history. You know, to go through a breakup,
and somebody and went then, on God, like
yeah,
agreeing
yeah.
with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
got it.
Makes
yeah.
sense. Or it's that's
like,
where it was. Well,
that's you, like, here's the thing. He explained it very white, so I was like, "What's going on?"
Right.
But now that you're explaining,
that's like someone
it,
saying like facts.
Well, I couldn't remember what bit I was talking about.
Like a fax machine.
Until you exactly. told me the definition, I couldn't remember what bit it was. And
right.
then I realize now, scared the shit out of me.
every time scares the shit out of me. Well, just so you don't know, off screen, the mailman walked up, and every time it's like person.
Yeah. The fucking hat that I've
on
never
God,
seen.
Though, on God, though, that scared the shit out of me, though. Right?
Yeah. But that was hey, such thanks, a fun Will. Show. If you were in LA, go to that show.
Will's our resident youngin.
Yeah,
is helping
I do
us
my
out.
Best.
That was still good, though.
Facts.
Better than me.
Facts. You're saying
on God.
FACTS.
Yeah.
Not fax machine.
Like facts.
On
whoa.
God.
Like bet.
Oh, I think
yeah.
you said something else. Oh. Bet. That's the one. That's been around forever.
I like bet.
My head yeah. just twitched.
Yeah. You know which one I love, and I hadn't heard it in a long time, but I was with a bunch of old school hip hop dudes the other day. Saying like your skills are nice.
Oh,
and,
I love that.
Oh,
Lord, he's
dude,
nice.
That's straight 80s right there.
But really? You know what's,
that's straight up 80s hip hop.
You know what's funny is the one time I tried using it, someone didn't get it. I think we were talking about some rapper or something. Maybe it was Jack Harlow or something. I was like, yeah, bro, he's nice.
He's
and
real
then the
nice.
Dude I was talking to said, oh, you've met him before? I'm like, I'm never using this again.
I used
I
to
tried.
Get it in basketball.
Yeah, when they were
they
talking
go,
about
that,
yeah.
was nice.
I like that.
They
that
were talking
like,
about yeah, earning
nice.
Your. They were talking about earning your respect. They're like, mm-hmm. and you get up there, and if you nice, you nice.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I'm like, God, I miss that.
That's
shit.
Cool.
That one's good. I like that.
Miss
like
that
nice.
Shit.
Let's all start yeah. saying that now.
Well, we'll start.
Yeah, let's
saying
start
nice.
Saying that. This episode is nice.
Yep. Yeah, we got nice. We got mm-hmm. smack. We got slap. We
bounces.
Bouncing.
Bouncy.
Bouncy
on God.
Why don't you guys bounce on over to Patreon? How about that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Nice
let's do that. We're gonna go hang out at Patreon. If you're part of it, good for you. If you're not, later, losers. Sorry.
No, that's good. I like that.
See you over at Patreon, kids.
We are friends, digging each other.